preliminaries. Preliminaries are often described as site overheads, and they include the cost of things which it is not sensible to allocate directly to unit rates. So, for example, scaffolding is included as a plant item in the prelims because it would be very difficult to allocate the scaffolding cost to all the various things that it's actually used for, such as brickwork for the superstructure, windows, guttering, roof, and so on and so forth. The prelims include allowances for plant, like scaffolding for example, but also including things like site forklift or hattage, people, like for example a site agent or a site manager or a site QS, and operations, like for example cleaning the job as it draws towards its close. But in the prelims you'll also find a section which deals with modifications to the standard form of contract and where the contractor can put money allocations against those modifications. So, as I said, the prelims are essentially a collection of items which you can't allocate directly to unit rates, but it's a pretty catholic collection. Generally speaking, prelims are priced on labour, materials and plant basis, the same way as anything else is, but not everything, of course, has got all those three factors in it. Some of the items could be priced on just a say basis, however, against risk, particularly if it's a contractual clause which might or might not have an implication to the contractor depending on how things come out. A significant part of the extent of the work that's included in the prelims is dictated by the client, in that they control the wording of the contract, for example, or the facilities which have to be provided for a clerk of works. However, the view that's taken of these things does depend on the contractor's view of the job, and therefore the amount of costs that would be allocated to prelims can change fairly extensively between contractors. Some of the items, of course, are entirely within the contractor's control, and there the nature of the contractor and their view of the extensiveness of the site establishment can have a big effect on the cost of the prelims. So, for example, if you have a contractor who has a taste for extensive and luxurious site hattage, then they're obviously going to price the prelims at a higher rate than a very small contractor who operates with very, very basic accommodation. At the end of the day, the requirements of health and safety legislation have always got to be obeyed, however, and therefore whatever's provided, it's got to come up at least to that minimum standard. Another example where the view might vary would be in perhaps the provision of something like a site forklift, where two contractors might take a different view of the method that would actually be used to move stuff about the site, and therefore this would affect the amount of provision that they put in the prelims. On the other hand, of course, one might expect that if extensive mechanical handling hadn't been provided, then that would push some of the costs in the unit rate section up to reflect it. So there would be a case of swings and roundabouts as far as the tender figure was concerned, but you would still see considerable variation in the prelims themselves.